This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, Red Bike has been popping up in more and more places around Greater Cincinnati. We'll hear how the bike sharing program is doing, also the stories of three self-made entrepreneurs. Joining me first, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson, who's covering the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Howard, good afternoon.
Hello, Mark. How you doing?
Great, thank you. And hopefully you're doing well, too, Howard.
Oh, yeah.
So Governor Kasich stopped by the Ohio delegation breakfast this morning for the first time and gave a short speech. Has he come around to accept Donald Trump as the nominee yet?
Not at all. Absolutely not. I mean, he spoke to the delegates and the guests at the delegation breakfast. He didn't mention Donald Trump once, not once, nor Mike Pence. He did mention a number of members of Congress that he intends to campaign for, including Rob Portman, John McCain. He's going to go to Philadelphia tomorrow and help campaign for some congressman, but he's clearly not going to do a lick of work to try to elect Donald Trump or try to win Ohio for him.
Well, what do you make of the story the New York Times had this morning that Kasich was offered the VP spot and turned it down?
Well, that's possible. I have my doubts about that. But if it was offered to him, I am sure that he did turn it down just because he has so many policy differences, so many personal differences, so many style differences with a Donald Trump that it would never work. They just would not be a good team. I can't see them together in the same room or standing on the same stage, lifting their arms up in the air and victory.
Are there any signs among the Ohio delegation in Cleveland that there is support for Trump? Any sign from any Ohioans up there?
A little bit. I mean, you know, you talk to some of them and they say, okay, well, you know, this is it. This is what we got. For the very first time this morning, I actually saw two honorary delegates from Cincinnati, actually, who were wearing the Trump Make America Great Again ball cap. And they were very proud of it. And they said, look, we supported Kasich in the primary, but now we're all in for Donald Trump, and we got to win this election because we can't let Hillary Clinton become president.
You talked to a number of Ohio Republicans this morning about what they hope to hear from Donald Trump when he gives his acceptance speech tonight. What did they have to say?
Well, the consensus of what I heard from them was that, look, they want to hear a presidential-type address. They don't want a lot of hot rhetoric. They don't want any name-calling. They want him to sound like somebody that people could sit and listen to it at home on TV and say, yeah, I could imagine him being the commander-in-chief. That he is not an irresponsible person who just talks off the top of his head, that he's thoughtful and that he is capable. And that's what they're hoping for, I think.
I've heard the Ohio delegation is going to be wearing some special clothing to Quicken Loans Arena tonight, Howard. What's that about?
Well, Matt Borges, the Ohio Republican Party chairman, has gotten a whole bunch of Ohio Against the World t-shirts. And they're distributing. You can get these in Cincinnati, actually. I've seen people wear them in Cincinnati. And they're going to distribute them to all the delegates tonight and ask them to wear them on the floor of the convention. Because Ohio has been kind of a pariah this week because they cast all their ballots for John Kasich. So it's a little humorous act of defiance on their part.
Howard, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely, Mark.
WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson. His next report from the Republican National Convention is going to be during All Things Considered this afternoon, and you can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.